This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter on X at JWright929 ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial 929 FM 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio and you want to keep it right here on 929 FM ESPN, you can download the Odyssey app. You're also now streaming live on iHeartRadio, so you can go to iHeartRadio.com or the iHeartRadio app. We are right there. Just search for 929 FM ESPN. Free to listen. All you got to do is just search for us, and you can stream for free. The producer of the program is George Ruggiero. You can follow him on Twitter at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day to you guys.
Where are we tonight?
Please correct me if I'm wrong, boss man. I'm at Hampline Brewing for some more music bingo tonight.
The boss man he is referring to is, of course,
the big boss man.
The man at SerenoEntertainment.com. He, of course, the MC of Fun and Games here in Memphis. He's also the host of Writer Than Right Trivia Thursdays on the Jeff Calkins Show, 10:30 Central Time for the entire month of July. We are excited to be offering FedEx St. Jude Championship tickets. So for the entire month of July during Riding the Right Trivia, you'll be playing for your chance to go see the PGA Tour's Best, the first playoff event of the FedEx Cup. On Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
How are you? Yeah, I was checking today. We're about a month away from the golf tournament, right? We're less than a month away now from the golf tournament.
We've got
August 6th.
Scottish Open this week, then the Open Championship next week, and I think it's the Wyndham right after, and then back to, and then I think the world's best will be at TPC Southwind. The PGA Tour's best, I should say.
There's not much sports happening outside of Summer League, which I know we'll get to just a bit, but lots of trivia and bingo happening, as George mentioned. He's out at Hampline tonight. We're back at Celtic. You know, the car ran into Celtic, flew in the air, spun around, destroyed their patio. They brought the demo crews out. They cleared it out. It actually was the best case scenario if you're going to have a car run into your restaurant. They were closed at the time. Only one person there, far away from where the car hit. While the damage looked very bad, it actually pretty much only knocked out that the patio, which is if anybody's ever added one onto a house. It's not the hardest thing to do. So structurally, the building's
just
fine.
Once you get the materials, it's pretty straightforward.
Closed for 3 days. Back open tonight for trivia. So come out and support at Celtic. Also, we've shaken up the trivia schedule slightly. I'm wearing my High Cotton hat tonight. It's a throwback now because High Cotton, as you know, rebranded to what, Jeffrey?
Flywire?
Close. Flyway. Flyway Brewing.
I don't know if they rebranded, right? They sold. And then I think Flyway was a brand. I thought they were an Arkansas brand.
What's the technical term? Yes, they are. They still are. Yeah, so Flyway, based in Arkansas, has a tap room and a couple spots across the bridge over there, and in John Calipari State. but then back over here. Yeah, so they merged slash balled out, rebranded. Oh, anyway, it's a brewery that existed before. Anyway, Flyway Brewing Company. If you haven't been, it's where High Cotton used to be, and right next door is the restaurant space, which used to be the Edge Alley restaurant, that right next door to that tap room is also part of the space. Anyway, Flyway's moving trivia to Thursday starting this week, so tomorrow night. Trivia. And Jeffrey, this is amazing. George, you're going to be George is somebody who goes, you know, and you're at trivia and bingo every night somewhere as well. Listen to these specials they're doing. They're extending their happy hour. So they're extending their happy hour for trivia. So
at Hampline,
this is Flyway. So okay, Hampline's got great deals as well. So $6 select drafts, including Cherry Bomb. If you never tried that one, you got to try
Cherry. So sad that $6 is actually a deal now.
Yeah, but
it's so good though.
Like, it is a deal. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it is a deal.
It's a deal. Flyway Thursday night trivia in the Edge District. We've got $10 barbecue nachos. You can get six wings for $6. Half off pretzels. Their pretzels, that's you got to get their pretzels. They got $2 off dips, $1 off pints, $5 margaritas, $5 wines, and they got $15 for 5 Flyway lights, which is their light
lager
there as well. So there's a deal on there for somebody right there. So some of the best trivia ideas.
Yeah, if you can't find something out of those options.
They get TVs everywhere, so if there's anything happening sports-wise, we'll have it on TV.
There won't be.
So there's nothing happening tomorrow night, but come see us at Flyway Now on Thursday nights. Thursday nights there and back at Celtic tonight. Lots happening, SaritaEntertainment.com.
The sports calendar offers you, people, this is a good opportunity. Go do some trivia. Go play some trivia. Go play some bingo. This is the perfect time. I was also thinking about this with the Celtic crash.
Yes, the Celtic crashes.
So my wife had sent me another video like the week before where someone also had a medical incident and crashed into the parking lot right there at Jersey Mike's. And I think it's Great Wines, maybe the new wine store right there at the corner of what do we call fake Shady Grove and Poplar,
right
by that Exxon that used to have that's where I would get sushi. I remember from MUS. So, and then there was another one like after Celtic. So there was like three right in a row.
Right,
are the frequency of these events happening more, or is now it's just we have so many cameras? We're seeing these incidents more.
Well, if it runs into a building, I think that is, you had a great question. Because there's definitely crashes, right, in their own video. But running into a building makes it a bigger story. Running into a place that people go to all the time makes it an even bigger story. So if it ran into random laundromat that you never go to, you know, no offense to our laundromat people out there, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just a random place.
Well, I mean, like, even I feel
that
like
nobody
like,
knows the name of, it's not going to get as much media attention, but you're right. I mean, the three in a row like this, it's like somebody's pitching some ABC drama series.
Right. My thought was like, is something happening or is it just, hey, these incidents happen fairly frequently, but we just don't have as many cameras and whatnot. And so the difference now is we just see all the video.
That's a great question. That we're seeing the video, seeing the damage. I don't think it happens that much, right? Because I mean, can you name how many buildings can you name that have had a car run into them? Like it happened here very recently. So you do wonder what it is. Is it the fumes coming from the AI factory? What is it? I don't think it's that, but
easy, Justin. I don't know because it'd be different to me. It's like if they're all medical incidents, like these are not like distracted driving things. So like for instance, when everyone started having cell phones, like okay, the number of car incidents go up because people are on their phones and they're distracted, whatnot. People aren't just focused on driving.
Right.
I don't know. Like it seemed odd to me that we had like that many right in a row.
Oh, without question, having more than one in a row is odd. This thing by itself is quite frankly a little odd. I mean, you look at, but I mean, one thing that does happen, and I was I think the first time I was ever really brought aware of this idea was, Macho Man Randy Savage, RIP. But Macho Man, of course, had a heart attack while driving, so got in a car wreck. And that's how, he died with a combination of those factors. And, medical emergencies happen all the time. Where you are matters. And timing matters in everything in life, but especially if a medical emergency happens. Because I just even think about Fred Smith. Fred Smith was at the hospital.
Visiting his sick brother.
He was at a hospital.
Yeah.
Goes home, and then a few hours later has his heart attack versus what it would have happened.
Sure.
If he was at the hospital and it happened, he would probably still be with us. And then you go to tie it back to wrestling again in Memphis. Jerry Lawler had his heart attack live on national television, sitting next to one of the best sports doctors you could be sitting next to on the whole planet. And that guy was immediately able to start giving him CPR.
Oh, I thought you meant
Jerry Lawler had his heart attack on television, he immediately got CPR and survived. But if he was anywhere else, he would have died. But the fact that he was sitting at a WWE event next to their doctor, who quickly got out and started giving him CPR, it saved his life. And also kept him healthy as well, because, you lose the oxygen.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Brain. So timing where you're at with all this stuff happens. The issue is I have not seen a follow-up. I've been trying to find it. What happened to the driver here? Do we have more details? Because otherwise it is that lingering mystery that you have. We know something happened with this driver. Do we get to know any details of what?
I don't know. To me, it reminded me of
this.
Remember, what was it, a Pelicans game? Remember the game where the fan had the
Spurs
game?
Right, yeah.
Spurs
game?
What,
yeah. Did the guy die at that game? Is he still alive?
What's
going on with this guy?
I saw online that he's fine, but I don't know. It's not like I read, I never saw a follow-up story from a reputable outlet that had to source it. I just saw online that everyone's like, well, it was obviously terrifying and whatnot, but he is okay now. But I don't know.
Oh, well, that's...
I will say in that case, they reacted...
Immediately.
Very, very quickly.
Right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And when you have that emergency, I think you want to be... I mean, this is really... do we start buy or sell here? But if you're going to have a medical emergency, do you want it to happen at a sporting event?
I think the answer has to be yes, because there's going to be trained professionals.
Right. The trained professionals who are waiting.
Correct.
Some of the best, too. They're not just trained, but they're some of the best.
And they're not going to panic.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and then you're going to also be surrounded by, there's number of people that could help.
There could be a nurse or a doctor nearby. If you're on a plane, it's is there a doctor on the plane? If you're in an arena full of people, there's going to be a good chance somebody else around you. I guess, depending if you're sitting at the upper level or the lower level.
Is there a doctor on? And then the dentist got up.
Yeah.
You're a dentist. Maybe that was a YouTube video. That was a bit. I don't know. I remember that one, the awkwardness of
It sounds like something from Curb, but.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It definitely has Larry David feel, but it was, I'm pretty sure it was, it might have been like a funnier dive back in the day.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, dentists, they have doctors. Yeah. But what is there another? Obviously, you'd want to be at a hospital.
Number one is hospital.
But you gotta set that aside. If we're doing Family Feud here, but it would probably be sporting event, because where else are you going to be guaranteed to have somebody that could help you in that emergency?
I guess though, the question though is so if you're at a sporting event, because I believe the gentleman that at the Spurs game, I think he was sitting on the floor.
He was sitting
courtside. Yeah.
So that obviously is the best, because the people are down there on the floor. The
if
first
you're sitting
responders.
In the upper level.
But if you're sitting in the 200s, is that a good spot?
They got to take the elevator up from where they're at.
Well, and how long does it, in those situations, time is everything.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take to actually get attention?
You want to be front row at a sporting event.
Yeah.
You want to be front row at a sporting event. Does this, another buy or sell off of this, does this make you more, all of these different wrecks, do they make you more or less interested in driverless cars?
Mm.
Do we need, like...
Don't ask me. I was out on them to begin with.
I believe...
You're out on driver...
I believe the term is... Self-autonomous.
Did I offend the cars by saying the wrong term?
No.
I said I offended the...
No, I only know this because our fine folks...
Don't say driverless. That's offensive.
The fine folks at the Heavy Hitters, the NST law firm, this is like a thing that they're seeing more of. And what, they're going to Nashville next, I think? So I've seen one... It's a weird experience.
You've seen one, been in one?
Yeah, I've ridden in one. I think we did it in San Francisco.
All I've seen is at Sam's, the driverless like forklift
yeah.
is coming by. And it's like always, I'm like, what is happening? Why is it?
I just think in
I get out of the way.
I mean, it is that weird thing where do you feel safer on a plane when it's an autopilot or when the pilot's at the controls?
Well, I mean, I feel like the pilot the pilot being at the controls, probably, maybe not. You got to watch, again, I recommend this to you, Jeffrey, and the listeners, right? Watch the rehearsal season 2 about airplane safety, and it dives into these type of topics. It's very funny and mind-provoking.
I landed the plane. Joke.
Yeah.
Sully. Okay, that was pretty good. I guess the thing is, like, it's just where everything's headed.
Now we're getting
into
driverless car or pilot plane without a pilot. Like, I mean, at least
that's a terrible would you rather.
But like, but it's all getting to. Did y'all see? I told George about the story, but now they confirmed, the label confirmed it. The band that was entirely AI doesn't exist.
Velvet Sunset.
Right.
Yeah,
was like there's an AI. The Velvet Sunset or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an AI
like
band.
A million monthly listeners on Spotify.
Yeah.
One guy doing AI for 5 different.
Now, here's what I am actually out on. I don't like the blowhard move of when you get caught. Well, it was showing you a mirror. This is where it is. It's like, no, you were planning on making a bunch of money off this.
Right.
Like, you got. Like, don't do the, oh, this was. Like a message.
It was
like,
a
no,
social
it wasn't.
Experiment.
Yeah, like, no, shut up. You got caught.
A social experiment.
Yeah.
Like it's Big Brother season 1 or something.
Get over yourself.
but I mean, that's my buddy Chase Parham, one of his interns, did a big feature story at Ole Miss about how
about
football
yeah.
has, like, how sports have helped enrollment. And.
Yeah.
Then a website, like, essentially took her story, which she did, like, 20, 30 hours of reporting, interviews, everything.
Right.
Took their story, put it into ChatGPT, and then released it as a completely new content item written entirely by AI. I mean, I just think it's where everything's headed.
And I don't like it. I'm not excited about this. I mean, we've had AI. This is a civic issue that developments of things
of
people controlling what the AI bots are saying.
There was another story floating in the group chat last week. One of the AI programs
didn't like try to get rid of its own kill switch or something.
No,
like
well,
that.
Well,
because I saw one about
now,
that.
Now I also think there is. I'm a little woke on everything. I think a lot of these stories that come out are designed to make you... I think a lot of these companies that have a ton of money into AI, essentially marketing it, I think the idea is scare the crap out of everybody and then, listen, but if it's in our hands, we'll take care of you. So I think there's an element of that. But the one that I saw was, and I think it was like a CNBC story, the AI... And I don't remember which brand it was, or I don't remember which marketing outlet it was. It threatened an engineer to reveal an affair and ruin its life when essentially it was like, I can't remember what caused the AI to go to that level, but it's now at the point where, but I also had this thought, should we, if we are truly afraid of it, shouldn't we be Team AI? Like, if it's going to take over everything, don't you want to be on the right side of history?
I mean, that is the true conundrum, right? Because you've got, we don't want
like
China. You don't want
like
China.
I have to be Team Alien, because if we do have the alien invasion, I don't want it out there on the record that I was anti-alien.
So you say preemptively? That's why, yeah.
Like, personally, not really a huge fan of all this, but like I kind of get like that's the way the winds are blowing. But like, do you now need to plant your flag and say I'm team AI simply because if it does go a certain direction, like you're cool?
Yeah. I mean, that you might get a good point that you know you're on record as saying you're pro AI. And I've always been pro AI ever since before he was a member of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
And
well, for the Sixers, AI 3 weeks. Was, I mean,
or those 3 games.
Never played a home game.
Never played a home game. Let's play some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Summer league consumption should be required reading for any NBA fan.
Wait, you're using the word...
A true NBA fan.
You're using the word reading?
I'm calling like the required...
Because watching...
Required consumption.
Consumption.
Because I was using more of like a summer reading.
Can you read about it? I sell it. I mean, summer league, I don't think... Is summer league the Marvel TV series of the sports universe here? Like, is it the... Like, you don't have to watch it. If you do, you can understand stuff a little bit better, but somebody can just tell you about it, and you know the characters anyway without having to really watch the Marvel TV series to understand Thunderbolts or Fantastic Four, which is coming out.
This actually might be a good metaphor. I almost think, though, it's like the... I don't even know if necessarily know if it's the TV series... It feels to me like, remember when they were doing like the shorts that went straight, like it was like the one-offs. Who was the guy that was in the prison in Iron Man? The great actor that played Gandhi, Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
So like, there's like if you go on Disney Plus, I think it's called The King and I, but there's like a 15 minutes.
That was something totally different.
It's like it's a complete one-off, like one scene thing, and
it's like a Rodgers and Hammerstein, musical. Like,
correct. I mean, I think that was like the pun.
That was part of it. Okay.
It feels like that. Like it doesn't even feel like the depth of, because for a while it felt like you had to watch some of these series to get the full picture.
But now Marvel's
just doing like now they're. I mean,
they've like rebranded the TV. So the TV stuff for a minute was like same intros as a movie, but now the TV stuff is like back to being Marvel television. But like,
but the reason why I like this metaphor
there's a chance you'll see these people in another movie. So there's a chance you'll see some of these players in some more NBA games, but you may never see these people again that you're seeing. And you might just see them in the background and they might not have an important role, but they might end up having an important role.
Wait, who is that?
Which person?
That's what you're saying. Spoiler alert from the Bear. And I'm not giving away a plot point, but there's a character that shows up in this season in the Bear, and they make you like you are like the way that they present the characters, like you should know who this person is.
Right.
And I look at Aaliyah, I was like, do you know who that is? She's like, no. And I had no idea. And it turns out it's like one of the guy that is.
But were they on another episode?
So it was like season one, the guy that's the baker. That does the desserts.
Was it on the previously on? Did y'all skip the previously on?
No.
Was there, and so that's the only reason to watch those.
I don't think the Bear does previously on, do they?
I don't know. I don't need to watch it.
It's Hulu. I know it's. I don't think it's on.
Blind spot.
But apparently it was like his roommate from season one. And it's like, that's another pet peeve. Stop doing the move of, you should know who this is. Like,
well, the problem with that is sometimes if you're watching a show and it's like, it could be the, you should know who this is because they're from a very early episode, or it could be like, you're not supposed to know who this is. You're going to learn who this is, but we're going to pretend like you're supposed to know who this
is.
You know, those like, so like when that happens, you're like, are we supposed to know who this guy is? Or are they about to tell us who this guy is in a minute? And we're just supposed to try to figure it out. It's like a little mystery of who this character is. But did you see Captain America Brave New World? Like, God, that was really getting into, like, Marvel movies tie back in a lot these days. That movie, did you watch it? Did you see it? So they dropped it on Disney Plus, you know, the new Captain America movie that came out, like, in February. And it had callbacks to The Incredible Hulk. Most of the movie plots, this is not a spoiler.
The one with Norton?
Yeah, the Norton Incredible Hulk movie, which I haven't seen in 20 years, and Eternals, which was the biggest bust in MCU history, are the two most important homework movies.
I did watch that steaming pile.
Those are the two most important movies tied into this movie, more so than the Captain America movies. And I'm like, well, geez, they're really calling back. But to get to this, I mean, so the Summer League.
The reason why I like this metaphor is it feels like the NBA has now become the MCU, where it's like, there's too much. Like, you know what I mean?
And there's levels of, like, here are the true Avengers, right? You're talking your Iron Mans and your Captain Americas, the originals, the Hulk. And then it's like the new group in the NBA, like the new stars, they haven't caught on, right? The same as the old Avengers, like the true Avengers that we all know and love. They're trying to repackage and get new, you know, the new Avengers out there. And we're not connecting with them like we used to. And the same for the NBA with their new superstars. We're just not connecting with the people that they are pushing as the new Avengers in the NBA.
So is LeBron...
I mean, LeBron.
Is LeBron at this point, is it now LeBron's Robert Downey Jr.? Like, in the end, we got to bring him back. So, like, are we bringing LeBron back to Cleveland? Because the Lakers aren't going to win a title.
Is he coming back as a villain?
Yeah, it's like,
was he going to be repackaged? But, I mean, you're right. I mean, maybe the NBA is very much the MCU. They're a reflection.
And like the reason why it also works is you have the core, like you have the core NBA like gatekeepers that are like pointing the finger that like you should want this. Like all this is like,
and here you are telling me I'm not. Yeah, you can't be like this is, and you're not saying this. It was your question though. Was like, can you be a real true NBA fan or a Grizzlies fan and not follow the Summer League? Right? Like, can you be a true fan of Marvel and not consume all of it, right? Do you have to consume it all to really be a fan? And I mean, I do not think that's true. So I mean, I'm selling what your question of having to watch Summer League, because my goodness, I have only watched it in clips here.
I'll tell you what,
lean on people like CJ, who will be on the show later, to watch these games and report back.
I think George would agree with me. The best part about last night's Summer League game was the fact that as soon as you saw the starting lineup, you realized, I can check out. Because they didn't play. Cam didn't play. Gigi didn't play. Jalen didn't play. Baycott didn't play. I do think Baycott's somewhat interesting, because George has pointed out, like, is there a way that he could play himself into two-way backup big, like break in case of emergency, break glass in case of emergency. Like, there is that, but it was so nice last night to be like, oh, they're punting this. I can just move this over to TV2. The only thing that happened that I made a note of, and George, I don't know if you remember this play, because I know you checked out too. Jemai Mashak, which is another, it's a draft pick. Maybe this guy ends up being a two-way guy. There was a play where it was another Grizzlies turnover, like a terrible pass. Jemai's in, like he has the angle, and the guard just on a breakaway just runs right past him. And I started thinking to myself, is like, is he slow? Like,
I think I do remember that play.
Because he's that's the thing. He's a great defender. And it's like,
he's a great face-up defender.
And so, like, I was wondering, I was like, oh. Now, I mentioned this to Connor, and Connor said he took it like, hey, I got 10 fouls the last game. This is one of those games where I'm getting a lot of run.
Let's tone it down a little bit.
Like, let's not pick up a foul and stay on the floor. But, like, that was a little troubling to me.
No, I mean, that's a fair look at it. I mean, he did foul out last game in like 20 minutes.
We almost, Kevin, had the actual, this would have been the biggest note of Summer League.
A true Summer League double-double.
10 fouls and then either 10 points, 10 assists. Like, he could have had 10 assists. He finished with 9 assists.
Oh.
But the 10 and 10 with 10 fouls, like, that's good stuff.
That's Summer League. Why was it happening in Salt Lake City?
So
it just says, essentially, I feel like it's supposed to be somewhere exciting.
Essentially, what happens is the Jazz, they always find teams that are flying west to Vegas, and they say, "Hey, come get some run here. What, like they used to, it used to be at the arena, but they're playing at this time in Utah because, George, I looked up, there's like an $850 million renovation going on in the Delta Center or whatever.
Is it for the rink?
I think it's for everything. I think he's totally revamping it. And so, and I'm sure it's going to be done in phases, and this is like one of the phases. So it's just simply like, hey, you're already coming out to Vegas. Come play a few games here. So it's like, it was Philly, Thunder, and us.
And Utah.
Yeah, and Utah, obviously, who's there.
All right, that's cool. But I got issues with Summer League. Like, I feel like it's why can't it? Shouldn't it be presented more when you tune in, more like you're watching the Maui Invitational? Shouldn't we be wearing Hawaiian shirts and be more summery?
Well, they certainly present it a different way, just not in a good way.
Like, shouldn't it feel like summer when you're watching?
Literally. Well,
I want them playing at the beach wearing Hawaiian shirts.
This is another pet peeve.
Like, it's the Maui Invitation.
It used to be presented as such because the coaches, like, oh, this is when they're going to wear their coaches.
When they dress down.
Their coaches' polos. Yeah. Maybe we'll let them wear shorts if they have good enough legs. Like, we'll do that. But now they're all wearing polos no matter what, so there's nothing special about it.
Right.
But, and shorts.
And, yeah, I mean, bring back suit and tie. Like, at the minimum, suit with no tie. Like, this is, like, dress appropriately, coaches. Like, get it together. Like, yeah. I'm out on this. So,
if you're hosting a late night talk show or coaching an NBA team, you need to be wearing a suit.
Yeah, and
tie optional.
I prefer the tie. And so, what you can, like, for non-con buy games, maybe then you go tie off. Like, to use your late night analogy, like when they would do the post show, like a clip that's just for the internet.
Right.
You can take the tie off then to let you know it's a little something different, a little more casual. Come on in. Like that I'm fine with, but
it's,
you're coaching in the NBA. Put a suit on,
please. Yes, I agree with that. But this is the end of Summer League now. It's over.
No, this is just the beginning.
Oh,
I said finale.
It is
no.
The pre-Summer League.
What? This is
Summer
just
League.
Like the MCU.
Correct.
This is it's too much content, and like the thing is because. Because the NBA, like, presents it as, like, at least Marvel did put their hands up at a certain point and be like, you don't have to watch these anymore. But, like, remember for a while, it was like, you had to watch all of these series.
Right.
To get caught up. Like, at least they threw their hands up. Like, the NBA is still not necessarily shoving.
Well, you know, this. I mean, this is Summer League, so, I mean, I think you can kind of know that you don't have to watch it. Right? You don't have to watch this. This is not. It is very much like the TV series for the Marvel. I really do feel like that. We know.
The problem is they took something that was casual and fun.
Yeah.
And people made it into, and whether it was the league's design, people have made it into something way more than it is. And they're shoving it down your throat. And you're like, I'm out.
Well, it's in this era of you can watch everything. I mean, just think about that. As much as frustrated as we always are, and we talk about it on this show, about having to switch apps, and man, oh, we missed the glory days of channel surfing and all that. But like, you didn't get to used to watch everything, and like, you get to watch all these if you want to.
So
before they would happen,
I just had this experience. So Josephine, my daughter, has gotten into Baby Shark.
Oh yes, they do like that.
But that's on Paramount Plus. So most of what she's watched previously was either, let's see, Bluey, which is Disney Plus.
Right.
Sesame Street, which is on Max. What else did she get to do? The Mickey Mouse stuff, you know, like Mickey Mouse Funhouse, Clubhouse, yeah. And then Mixed Up Adventures. All of those have been on Disney Plus or Max. No ads. Baby Shark's on Paramount Plus with ads. She, watching her get frustrated when an ad comes on, it doesn't go right to Baby Shark.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, sweetie, you don't understand how it used to be. You can say you want to watch something on demand. Kevin and I used to have to sit at an exact time. You wanted to watch Saved by the Bell? You better be ready at 3 o'clock on TBS.
Right.
Like there, and if you miss it, maybe.
It was like, yeah,
maybe
05. It came on at 05, right?
Yeah,
like you had to know Turner time. You had to know Turner time.
Turner time was always 5 minutes late. Then You know, kids and if you missed it, you missed it.
Right, yeah. So you get an upgrade. I'm surprised you. There's a. I've got. Look, it's my annual time of year that I subscribe to Paramount Plus because I'm.
Wait, you're telling me to spend more on television?
I'm telling you a deal. I'm telling you a deal right now, Jeffrey, that I discovered because I always ignore Summer League. I watch my Summer League is Big Brother. I watch Big Brother for the past 25 years.
You're the one?
It's my Summer League. It's the number one show, Jeffrey. Don't be acting like I'm the one.
It's like, the number one summer show. Like, they always throw like the asterisks, and I'm like,
of course. It's number one in the summer. It's what people
nothing's
watch.
Nothing's on.
Right. So that's, well, Summer League, right? So I choose.
It's like Network's number one show. It's like, nothing's on in the summer.
But Paramount Plus, you get like the CBS, you get the live feeds
CBS
and all that.
CBS is trying to repackage. It's like some Blake Shelton country concert. They released it back in the fall because I remember seeing the ads for it during the NFL. They're trying to repackage it like coming this Sunday. Watch this special. Like, didn't we do that 8 months ago?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So if you're looking for a deal. Paramount Plus is 99 cents this week. You get 2 months for 99 cents.
I think we get it through Amex anyway.
You can get the premium for 99 cents. The premium, that's the ad-free. It's like,
how much longer do you think we have of this?
Of Paramount Plus?
I don't think, just of all the streamers.
Some more are going to merge. Well, you know, there's the news. Of course, Disney officially is controlling Hulu now. And so how long will Hulu be separate from Disney Plus? You know, that's to be determined. I think they've got a smart strategy right now. They put the Hulu stuff like on Disney Plus.
By the way, you didn't wish me happy HBO Max Day.
It's officially today. I saw that they tweeted that they couldn't change their name on Twitter.
That's great.
It's a big HBO Max problem. Well, you shouldn't have changed it in the first place.
Correct.
What is like calling themselves Spooky HBO Max or something around October. But. Yeah, it is. HBO Max is back.
Ron, Steve, and Karen on April Fool's Day used to do Polyester 100. That was the best.
HBO Max is back. It never left for me, right? So yeah, I always called it that. So
we dug in. And by the way,
what's next?
This is when digging in, it comes back around.
Well, we should get going. We could have do a whole show.
Listen,
on.
I'm so old school. I'm still calling it HBO Go.
You should, yeah. Well, there were so many different ones of those. I eventually, you know, settled, yeah, on the HBO Max. You call it HBO Go?
Yeah.
Well, your daughter is very, very confused.
Yeah.
Even more confused when they rip Sesame Street away from that.
Yeah, it's going to be. I think they Netflix. I think they're going,
yeah,
to Netflix.
It's going to Netflix. Yeah. You're going to have to find another tell. But yeah, it's HBO Max Day. They're going back to their old name. Is there anything in sports where you want to go? When is the University of Memphis going back to Memphis State?
Well, that's why I wanted to go to the Pac-12. It was the easy solution. Right.
I think you're right.
But then the Pac-12 made a bad deal.
Yeah.
Tough.
But, yeah, they did. They did. I'm not as gung-ho on the Pac-12 anymore.
Yeah.
Finally convinced me a little bit.
All right, speaking of, let's do some TV timeout. We'll do that next. We'll get into a couple of things. Also, Kevin and I both watched. Kevin was the one that pointed out to me that John Cena and Idris Elba were going to have an action movie on Amazon for the 4th of July. I watched it last week, and it's a perfect film. So we got to discuss that and get into more from the world of sports and stuff on TV. We'll talk about that next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Kevin, time for one of our favorite segments, of course, on the radio. We've got TV Timeout. So before we get into Heads of State and what a tremendous spectacle film, perfection it was, I just loved this story over at Pro Football Talk.
All right.
From, of course, the King, Mike Florio. The Giants are selling 10% of the team. The player for whom the number 10 had been retired was interested in making a purchase. Now, not. Basically, it's too expensive for me, Eli Manning told CNBC Sport. These numbers are getting very big. A 1% stake of something valued at $10 billion, it turns out to be a very big number. Eli also pointed out the purchase would create, quote, a lot of conflicts of interest, end quote, with other things he does, including his broadcasting gig at ESPN. His nemesis, Tom Brady, could have helped Eli navigate those conflicts. Of course, Brady just ignores them. Speaking of Brady, the fact that the Giants wouldn't give a two-time Super Bowl winner a sweetheart deal underscores the cool friend discount Brady got from Raiders owner Mark Davis. Brady bought his piece of a team he never played for an embarrassing low, added an embarrassing low valuation of $3.5 billion, roughly a third of the number Eli floated. So the first question I have for this is Eli throwing out conflict of interest? Because let's be clear, the biggest reason Eli's not buying the stake is he doesn't have the cash.
Right. I don't know why you, if you're Eli,
do you throw out conflict of interest, though, to kind of stick it to Brady one more time?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Like, I think you got to do that if you have the opportunity and you're a Manning. But yeah, why would you? I know why. I keep misspeaking by saying that, but because he played for the Giants. But like, that just seems like one of the most expensive teams to be messing around with. So like, I wouldn't waste my money on that. You can get your value out of something cheaper, like Tom Brady did. I feel like you could find your way if you really want to have some ownership stake. I would pay less for a similar value.
At the price that you're coming in at, you're going to have no control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess the flip side would be if you come in at the valuation whenever the Giants sell, like they're going to sell tomorrow for more than they did today. So you could kind of do it as an investment, but at the same time, it's like the Maras and the Tishes are not actually wealthy. Their wealth comes from the football team, so that's just their family business. Like, they're just going to keep hanging on to that. So what's the point? But I think it also, do you think the heat gets turned up on Brady again this fall? It is really weird to me that he is able to own the team and he's still the lead broadcaster at Fox.
Vince McMahon owned WWF and he was the lead broadcaster. No, you're right. It's where it's not
right, but this is not like
I know
Roger Goodell. Like at the
I know, I was just saying, yeah. I was just joking. The right. I mean, you can go to wrestling all you want. The owner's very heavily involved, right? Jerry Lawler's in every main event, owning the Memphis territory. But to own a team, be in the broadcast, I don't know. I don't know if people really care, you know, honestly. And at the end of the day, we've got conflict of interest is something you could say as a swipe at somebody. but I don't know if people care enough about it. They don't care enough as they should about that type of stuff in everyday regular life right now. So why do they care about it in the NFL?
Well, and the other thing is
conflict of interest.
The NFL, there's one thing that the commish has taught me is that he doesn't actually care what we think.
And then what's best for business. Conflict of interest does not matter in 2025 right now. I think it does, but as like a from the population as a whole seems to not care about it as much as they should, because decisions are being made. Conflict of interest is ignored when money is involved. If you're going to make more money, well, we'll forget about the conflict of interest. You can use it when you want to use it, like Eli used it in his quote.
Right. So I think you bring up an interesting point, because to me it's like, okay, the NFL can say what they want. They don't actually care.
They don't.
If they did, they would change it.
He wouldn't be doing it.
And so the real question is, like, how long does Fox care? And that, to me, like, that's the only way anything actually happens with it.
I mean, I think they care about it if they didn't think they were going to be best in a different way, right? Like, it benefits the NFL to have Tom Brady, even though he's not the best announcer, to be involved with the NFL.
He's not even the best announcer at his own network.
Right. That's for sure. So it benefits them, so they ignore they ignore that. So yeah, that's
well. There's also, like, have y'all noticed this? ESPN anchors, like, their talent, not the former athletes, but like the broadcasters,
right?
They're doing commercials now, and not ESPN commercials. Like, you got Laura Rutledge doing Aflac. I think Orlovsky does it as well. But, like, I think is SVP's maybe doing SoFi? I don't know. Right. Maybe that's an ESPN change, because ESPN forever, like, the corporate environment was ESPN's bigger than all of you. And so I think there was an organizational, like, don't let them do this. And now it's like, I mean, that's the other thing I've noticed. Like,
well, even SNL, you've noticed, like, there used to be like a policy, like, if you're on SNL, you wouldn't do your, like, character in a commercial, but there's so many
right.
of those now that there is a lack of institutional oversight on some of this stuff.
And maybe this
like
is just like
used
a simple
to be.
As like, you know, now agents are starting, like, they're getting better at negotiating with the networks. And
part of your deal is allowing you to do it.
Well, I
don't know, but like the commercial appeal still won't let a writer for the commercial appeal do a radio spot, right?
Correct.
You know, Jeff Calkins can because he's with the Daily Memphian. So like that organization allows it.
Correct.
But commercial appeal apparently does not.
But I think it all comes to like leverage. Like when Jeff, like, the Daily Memphian needed Jeff to start the Daily Memphian. And not that Jeff...
So that was part of the negotiation. I was in,
like,
the contract.
I don't even think it was a negotiation. Like, it was...
That wouldn't have stopped him from jumping ship.
But like,
break it down.
No, no. But, like, Gannett is... Like, they operate like ESPN used to. And so, like, yeah. I don't... But it's also weird to me
now... What do you mean by that? What do you mean they operate like they used to?
They are... Like, do you want the job or not? Like, you know,
right.
It's going to be like part of, like, they're just hardline negotiators.
Right. You want to be here.
Correct.
Like, this is it. You've got to, if you want the job.
And notice how much their talent leaves. DeMichael and Jason Munns are still great. But, like, when the other thing, like, I think about is now is what I would like, I'd be curious to know what percentage of celebrity endorsements now are sports figures? Because it feels like it's at an all time high. Like, other than we have McConaughey, Hawken, what, Salesforce, Uber Eats, but he does those with athletes as well.
Right.
Matt Damon with Stella.
Well, just like you can look at the Super Bowl in general, just celebrity and how much more it's celebrity-driven commercials, whether they're sports celebrities or not. And not as much of the commercials like we we're doing a big old used to have day here today on the radio, but like, you know, you're not getting as much of the Budweiser frogs with a bunch of no name actors on it.
Right.
You're getting have to have cameo commercials all the time. So maybe celebrity endorsements are up. As we've mentioned, sports celebrities are some of the bigger names that are universally known in this fragmented society of everybody watches a different show.
And what I actually think is happening is we're transitioning from, and I don't even think we're transitioning, we're already there. We left the world of like the monoculture, which is, you know, everyone's watching the same things. And now that everything's gotten fragmented and whatnot, it's like the same reason why TV networks are willing to spend so much on sports is it's the only thing that's universally watched. Everything else has become smaller, niche, more fragmented. And so because of that, it's like it's actually made like at this point, other than like what Taylor Swift, who are like our five biggest celebrities right now from the act? It's like other than that, it feels like it's all athletes in terms of like universal recognition.
What, Swift and Beyonce? And
I mean, McConaughey's clearly up there.
Yeah. I mean, if we're disregarding the world of politics and world leaders, we're looking at.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like people that would get paid to endorse. Like, I'm watching right now.
Well, that does not eliminate politicians and world leaders.
On ESPN, I have no idea what Josh Allen is hawking.
He's got a commercial.
It's like
melatonin, looks like.
Yeah.
Some sort of like sleep aid.
But then Josh also has, I think he has Gillette.
Yep. Who are the two celebrities doing like the Meta glasses?
That's the Chris's.
Hemsworth. Yeah, more than one. Chris,
well,
yeah.
The three Chris's. Hemsworth,
Pratt,
and Jenner.
That's right.
I think you got The Rock, I think, is, of course, he is tied into being a, The Rock is a big name.
Any, like, other actors come to mind?
So I was
thinking Chalamet.
You have Damon with Stella.
Yep.
And then Dunkin' Donuts kind of leaned into Affleck and Jordan Hudson, who fought her way into that commercial. Trying to think of the other big ones. Shane Gillis with Bud Light.
And Post.
Post.
But there's an athlete in that one, too, with Peyton.
Peyton, you're right. It just feels like now, more than ever, it's like our biggest names are, like, as...
I mean, here's some big name actors. Obviously, we feel like The Rock, but The Rock has the sports and the movie element to
What's he promoting? Like,
he owns a lot of
his own.
Product,
no, but I'm saying like, but what's he? But does he have ad campaigns?
Doesn't he have one running for his tequila?
Yeah, I can buy that.
So you're looking for endorsers?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise would be big, but he does not do commercials really in the United States. You got to go overseas to see those.
I think Clooney's the same way, right?
Didn't he also have a run for his liquor?
Yeah, he had a tequila company too.
Brad Pitt, of course, a big star. In movies and now the world of racing.
Yeah, he raced the... Are we buying... Did him and Martin Brundle actually race the McLaren car?
Did he I'm say not he did? It.
I'm voting no.
I'm selling
There's
that.
No way that they were giving their car to Brad Pitt and Martin Brundle.
Brundle, maybe.
I mean,
he's at least driven a real F1 car.
Yeah, but like Pitt is, they said he put him in 3,000 hours.
Yeah, and like a down-tuned F2.
Yeah.
And those are already pretty darn down-tuned from F1.
Or they're the Alpine.
Well, yeah. Tractor.
We have Tom Hanks, I think, would be your biggest actor stars, right? Those are them. Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks,
Denzel,
Tom Cruise.
Does Denzel hawk anything?
Denzel's pretty...
I don't think he does. I haven't seen any commercials with him. Have you?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
But like to your point, a lot of those actors like go to Japan for like 8 hours and then do like an ad in Japan and then they make like $2 million.
That used to be the route. But what else? What else we got going on in the world TV? Anything else on the TV?
Okay, so we got it to Heads of State. All right. So
Heads of State. Our review of Heads of State. The John Cena.
So Kevin pointed that I did not know about this until about 2 weeks ago. And then during the commercial break, I watched the trailer and I immediately knew I was in on this. This will be a spoiler-free review, but I stand by this statement. That was the best action movie I've seen since Top Gun Maverick. That movie was what I wanted the last two Mission Impossibles to be. I still enjoyed the last two Mission Impossibles.
You understood this one better.
This one didn't... The problem with the last two Mission Impossibles, too much was going on. Now,
just be simple.
I would argue with MI9, once we got through that 45 minutes at the start where they were just way too much was going on, once it started running, literally with Tom Cruise running, that movie slaps.
So this movie, Heads of State, dropped on...
I believe it was the 4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July weekend on Amazon.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Listed as an action, comedy, crime, drama, mystery, and thriller.
And it was all those things.
It did. It
it's great. It was. It never tried to be anything more than it was. It was like, this is an action, comedy, buddy cop movie.
The action was fantastic. If you like that Die Hard, Fast and the Furious type of action, it was well done.
Yes. The stunts were great.
Yeah.
I
don't know if it was seen as best acting job. It was a little bit better than his heel turn acting job, but because I couldn't tell at points, like, what is he supposed to, is he supposed to be an idiot? Is he supposed to be funny? And it felt like he was kind of going back and forth. I couldn't really get a great read on Cena's character. I did more so by the end.
That's called character development, Kevin.
Yes.
And that movie
you think he developed was character development?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I do think his best is probably...
Oh, my goodness, those scenes. Some of that stuff is so over the top. Like, if you love this over the top stuff...
Yeah, no,
it's a fun watch at
correct.
Home.
Correct.
You can save some money.
Think you have to say his best role is Peacemaker, but I think part of that is I think the character's better.
Right.
I'm not sure Cena's performance is any better.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, he was playing with what he possibly had here in Heads of State.
And Idris Elba. God, that guy's cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went up last.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.